Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at rpgnow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders, and you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.GMDice.com.
With a plus 3, you need to get a 10 or higher.
18.
Okay. You are no longer immobilized, but you are still dazed.
All right. So that was a move, a minor, and another minor. So that is...
it for you.
It. So I want to spend an action point and take a swing. I'll go ahead and spend my action point, take a swing at the, try to do a holy strike on the,
ghoul?
On the ghoul right there.
Okay, roll it.
20.
Natural or?
Not a natural, no.
Yep, that'll hit him.
It is radiant damage.
It's against, AC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that misses him.
Oh.
A 20.
His AC is 21.
Jesus. Oh,
sadness.
Did your sword give you any extra bonuses?
Doesn't it do something against undead?
No, it does, but it's not. I think I added that all in already.
Yeah, but we can't get met.
And what bonuses are we at from your nifty stuff?
Insight and initiative, and then
I will.
I think that's it. So I'll miss.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
The only other thing is the armor, but that's it. That just gives you a plus 2 to your armor. So
I miss. Never mind.
All right.
Oh, well, sadness.
Yeah, the minions get to go.
I tried.
And chomp. He's going to try and chomp you.
He's in the way.
Sorry.
We'll try and, those two will try and chomp you, and this one will 1, 2, 3, 4. He'll come up and hang out.
Behind the ghoul, or...
5. But he can't move, so I need 2 attacks.
Whoops. Oh, 2 attacks on Gaz.
2 on Gaz.
And 1 on Seth.
AC 20 and 13.
The 13 will miss.
The 20 will hit?
The 20 will miss.
Forget you're at a plus 2 to your AC.
The 20 will still hit.
Okay,
still
hit. Take 4 points of damage. And the 1 on Seth... 25.
Yeah.
Take 4. With the zombie rotter smashes you.
Don't forget you have your armor if you wanted to.
Yeah.
That's a good marker.
And now we're back up at the top of the round.
When it goes open for that little time. And,
and it's really potent. Don't you? You're up.
I don't think I've got anything that I can get all 3 of them, so no. We'll just sly flourish the tail gunner.
Which one, this one?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
He goes poof.
Okay. He explodes in a cloud of rotting flesh.
All right, that's
fine. Fangy. This is important. We need to figure out if...
I'm still dazed.
We need to figure out when you get your save. You get your save
should be at
the end.
End of your turn.
The end, so you're still dazed. So you only get 1 action. What's it going to be? Unless you want to spend an action point, in which case you would get two actions.
Okay, I'm spending an action. Well, no.
I might suggest moving.
Because you could slide to safety here. If you slide, that would be one of your moves.
Otherwise, you're...
That would get you out of the way.
Otherwise, you're flanked.
Or you could make an attack. Or you could slide and then take an action point and move, but there's really no place to move that you're not going to get at least two attacks. But you may pass your save, so...
I will do a passing attack.
All right. Read what the passing attack does.
Strength versus AC. I can, after I try to swing at someone, I can shift one square and make a secondary attack.
Okay.
At one creature other than the primary target. So.
Okay. So you take a swing, okay, shift one square.
Swing and shift and swing and make an attack at somebody else.
Okay. So take your first swing. Who are you attacking? Looks like you have a variety of targets to choose from.
I have several to choose from.
But if you get rid of the minion back here, you are no longer flanked.
Right. I'm going to swing and try to hit the guy in the black this direction.
Okay.
And
the other ghoul?
Then I'll shift and try to get the minion.
Okay.
So, we'll see how that works. 14.
Not going to hit the ghoul.
Mm. So then you shift back.
So I shift.
And then try to hit the minion. Two. Try to hit the zombie.
Mm-hmm. 15.
That is enough to destroy the zombie minion.
Was that damage or a hit?
That was a hit.
It's a minion you hit.
It's a minion you hit it, it goes away.
Okay.
Assuming she does more than 1 point of damage, it dies.
Yep.
Okay. One more minion destroyed in a cloud of filth.
Now I do my saving?
Yes. Roll a d20. If you get a 10 or better, you are no longer dazed.
I'm no longer dazed.
Okay. Excellent. Now this thing gets to go away. Gets to go. Everyone can roll a perception check. Except the fangy.
Ah! That's okay. Wouldn't have perceived anything.
12.
22.
15.
Anybody who 11. Got better than 13.
Sad.
3.
Huh? Sees this thing kind of fly down the stairs and disappear.
Great.
Mm.
You happy
getting
retreating.
That's
yeah.
So nice.
It's probably getting reinforcements!
Let's see. Do we have any zombies left? Two big zombies. We got one big zombie left. And he's going to smack the crap out of
Cowan
in front of him.
Bring it.
Does an AC 20 hit you, Cowan?
No.
Okay. He flails penalties. At you menacingly.
He gets penalties because I marked him.
Oh, okay.
Ah!
It's even less than that.
Does he...
He flails at you a lot.
Does he lose hit points if he...
No, that's
on
no,
that's on mine.
Really yeah, I was just curious. That's
Seth, you and your mighty pants.
I will shift over one and magic missile this guy.
All right, roll it. He's a mighty reflex of 9. Zombie's not so good at dodging.
Yeah, I hit him.
Okay. Iona.
Okay. I can move through thingy space, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to move here.
If you do that, that ghoul that Ethan just moved will get a free swipe at you.
Why?
Where are you at?
You moved through his threatened area.
Yes, but I moved into it, not away from it.
He's right there.
But well, let's actually move your hand.
Because you could go over here and then move into that space
that's
from there.
Okay,
so.
Never mind. You can get there without the...
Without going through their threatened area.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and cast Turn Undead.
All right.
Because those are all undead, yes?
Yep.
It's against Will.
Okay. Let's do the two ghouls first.
Okay.
Ghoul, your target number is... 17.
Golem Black.
Golem Black.
How about 19?
That'll do it. Other ghoul.
No, I don't think that's going to make it. What was it?
17.
Yeah, that's not going to make it. That's a 14.
Okay, zombie. His will is a mighty 10.
That would be a 13.
That'll do it. And the minion.
I say I reroll.
His will is a mighty 10.
Okay, and then I hit that one because
so hit all but except 13. Except this ghoul.
Hit all except the one ghoul, the green ghoul.
Okay.
And it's a push, right?
What's it do?
I do a 1d10 plus wisdom radiant damage.
Okay.
And then I push the target a number of squares equal to 3 plus my charisma, which ends up being 7 squares. So they all get pushed 7 squares. The miss, the one miss that I had, is half damage, and the target is not pushed or immobilized. They're immobilized as well.
Okay, so roll your damage.
Okay, I roll one.
Roll one time.
Assuming if they hit a wall, they just sort of stop.
Yeah.
About 9 points of damage.
Okay, so 9 points
radiant damage.
Yeah.
9 points of radiant. Okay.
Radiant damage. So it's like
more.
Yes. So it's like damage and a half or something.
Hold on.
Or whatever they're.
And this guy only takes, because he made a save, he only takes half.
So I think he gets 4 points or something. Or do you round up?
You round down.
Yeah,
and
so it's
the
four.
Zombie gets full, so 9 is... Okay.
Any of them bloody?
No, none of them are bloody.
Put white ones on them.
Okay.
Those are the ones that are immobilized.
Okay. And they are immobilized for how long?
Until the end of my next turn.
Okay. Alright, that was Iona. Cheeto!
3, 4, 5, 6.
Gonna run up and taunt it?
No.
Poke it while it's immobilized?
Probably not. I am gonna shoot him though.
Callan, you're standing at a hard corner, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he is.
So you can't shift around.
Oh, crap. I meant to use my action point to move, but that's okay. I'll take it.
Take it like a man.
I know it's coming. Something. I'm just going to have to take it.
All right. I will then use Witch Fire on him.
Okay.
It's versus Reflex.
All right. His mighty Reflex is actually reasonable. His Reflex is 20.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
That'd be 11, 12, 13... No, so then I will burn an action point. And I will attempt to... I'll just Eldritch Blast him again.
Okay.
And that's a crit.
Excellent. Nice. So you do max damage.
All right. So that's going to be 10, 14... 15 points of normal damage, plus another 2, so 17 points of damage.
Okay. He is still not bloody.
Yeah, but he's stuck there for right now, so.
That was Cheeto. Now the mighty ghoul gets to go. The ghoul screams in fury and tries to tear you apart.
Brilliant.
And will likely miss, but maybe not. AC 20?
It misses.
Okay.
With my plus 2 app, my 21.
rock on. So clearly you shook it enough that it's...
It's pissed.
It's pissed, and it's still distracted. Colin.
Okay, are you planning on hanging out up front, or are you going back?
I would like to go back.
Okay, that's fine. I will go ahead and, first of all, I trigger my Shield of Protection ability. Me and an adjacent ally gain resist 10 all damage till the end of our next turn, so we'll do that on me and Fang Yi. I then reach over and smack Fang Yi and lay on hands, so you get the effect as if you spent a healing surge, but I spend my healing surge for you.
So okay. You don't spend a healing
surge. So you don't spend a healing surge, but you get hit
but
points back.
But you get
back.
Your points back like you did.
Okay.
So that's... Actually, that is a standard and a minor. And then I will use my other minor action to mark.
Maybe she needs another ghoul. Marker.
I'm not bloodied anymore.
I mark the ghoul.
That's right. You can't try to hit me again. That's right.
What did you say? Resist 10 something?
Resist 10 all damage. So whatever damage you take until the end of my next turn, to the end of my next turn is reduced by 10.
Alright, Gaz, that puts you up.
Yeah, that's what I was.
He's afraid of that.
I just can't get in to get us.
Can you do around the corner?
To get a flank on, so.
Couldn't get a good flank on anybody, I think.
Yeah, I can't get a flank on anybody, so.
Yeah, but if you're immobilized, if they're immobilized, do they grant combat advantage?
Let's see. You can't move from your space, although you can teleport, and can be forced to move by pull, push, or slide. It doesn't say anything about granting combat advantage. Also, it doesn't say anything about not being able to do opportunity attacks while you're immobilized.
Yeah, you can still attack.
You can still attack, you just can't move.
Yeah, you just can't move.
It's 215.
Ding, 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 ding.
And we have to take a brief...
brief break.
Brief break. The end up.
I gotta run upstairs and flip the switch.
They're not a towel in there?
Not for my drink.
Oh, okay.
Like, goodbye, okay. I think I should go after the immobilized one, don't
you? Yeah. Just run up and stab him in the foot. Immobilize him even further.
See, unless there was a way you could get over to this square, but
yeah,
which it'd get a swipe at you either way if you did that.
He probably doesn't have enough movement to go around the other side.
Well, no, I could do it because he's still my AC is really high versus opportunity attack.
Yeah,
that's true. Don't you have a one that lets you shift before you attack? Is it how many squares is that?
So we call you have one that lets you move before you attack, but not shift. You still provoke.
And also you have that second chance.
Yes. As a racial...
Mm-hmm. It's a racial thing.
Per encounter.
The trick strike allows me to slide it one square. The temple lets me shift three squares.
See?
Is the temple a move, or is that a...
A temple is an encounter and a martial power, a move action.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's a...
Well, you'd have to... There's no additional move on top of that. You need to move, like...
It's a move, and then that is a move action. I mean, and you get it...
By itself.
So. By itself. You could spend an action point to get it all done. But, yeah.
Do you want to... I guess the question is whether or not you want to provoke.
Yeah, I'll take the provoke.
Okay. 26.
Even with my +7, that will hit. So
does that include the +2 from her?
Yeah, that's
okay.
You got your second chance.
Isn't that a 26?
17.
It's 19 +7.
+5.
Oh, +5.
I watched it. That movie
you could use your second chance on him.
Second chance is to roll it, reroll it at -2.
Whatever.
Okay. Uh-huh. That one will miss you.
It still doesn't make a lot of sense yet.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of paranoia. If there were clones, it'd be paranoia.
Okay.
I'm still pondering it.
Mm-hmm. What did you watch?
THX
1138.
A wacky zany movie full of wacky zaniness.
It really seemed like they were playing paranoia.
Wasn't it his student film?
His student film was THX11384EB, and then he made a theatrical version of it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to see the student film.
Yeah, I've seen the student film. So. Anyway.
I will trick strike said ghoul.
Okay.
Ooh. 12 versus... or 13 versus AC.
Not going to do it. His AC is 21. You do get the plus 2 because you're flanking him, but that's not going to get you to 21.
No, that's not going to get me to 21. I'll use my action point and attempt to set up strike on him.
Okay.
AC 27.
AC 27 will hit him.
...900 points of damage. It's not bloodied yet.
It's a ghoul to ask.
How's it feel about 23 points of damage?
It's very sad and would really like to talk about its feelings.
Is it bloodied now?
23 points of damage?
Yes.
It is in fact bloodied now.
Okay. And... I did forget, it does take damage for taking a swipe at him.
Oh yeah, it took a swipe at him.
Because I marked him. Holy.
Yeah, what the hell. How much damage?
3 plus.
How much for taking a swipe?
He's figuring it out.
That's what I'm figuring out. 3 plus is...
He has to count high, so
6 points of damage.
Going to,
okay, and is it radiant?
Yes.
Okay. He's much more sad now.
Yeah, that was worth it.
That's a good way to spend your action points.
Jeez, I'm going to run by him now. just out of spite, I'm just going to run by him.
That's right.
Ah! That's all you get!
You've been served!
Take it to the streets.
Yeah. Okay, that was Gaz. Thank ye.
You know how I like it. Totally straight.
And actually, with the setup strike, he grants me combat advantage until the end of my next turn as well. So.
And you're flanking him.
I'm going to spend my healing, or I'm going to spend my second wind first.
Okay, so that's a minor action.
I'm not a wherever that swing is. I think she needs to stop using that marker is what I think.
Yeah, probably.
It's a potent marker.
It's also huge. It's huge, enormous.
As soon as you uncap it, you get the...
The whiff of... Can I have that dark purple one?
Pretty soon, we're all going to be sniffing markers.
Sorry, Robin. Good okay. Shot, Eric.
Wouldn't have been a problem if he'd caught it.
Yes, if you hadn't have thrown it over here.
Then I have what again?
That was your minor action. You have a standard and a move.
Can I put a standard and a move together to get to the guy in the back?
To get to the guy in the back?
Uh-huh.
What's your speed?
5.
5? So your move is 5, so I mean you could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a standard left, you could actually use that as to do a basic attack and just charge him.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
But
that will get a swing at you.
I don't care.
He will get a swing at you, but...
I don't care.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to take it.
But he's sad.
He learned that lesson last...
Hold on. Let me check what his intelligence is.
Chicken.
Yeah, he's not going to take it. He's not that dumb.
I'm going to do Crushing Blow. On
this guy. It has to be
it's
a
just
basic
attack.
No, you are a yellow ghoul.
Yeah, can't use a special ability.
It's just a basic attack.
You just hit him with
unless you have an ability that says you can use it in place of a basic attack.
I don't know. Do I?
I'm pretty sure you do not.
I don't think I do.
They're very rare.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to... Oh, wait. So it's still this. It's still the same thing, right?
This is just how much damage you will do from it. Or
So it's this.
Should already be added in.
Right.
The top one should be your actual to hit, and the bottom one should be the damage.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. The top one is your attack workspace, so it should be whatever the bonus there is to hit.
Okay.
So whatever that plus is.
Okay.
And then your damage is the one down below, which...
Plus charging bonuses.
Yeah.
What's the
charging? What's charging bonus?
Plus two, I believe.
Just plus two to hit.
19 AC.
19 AC.
The immobilized zombie.
To the immobilized?
Yeah, that'll hit the immobilized zombie.
Okay, and then...
I'm just trying to look at... Charging. Charge, move, then make a melee basic attack or bull rush. We'll list the bonus. I think it's a... We're going to run with a plus two to hit at this point.
I don't remember any damage bonus, but...
I want to say it actually might be plus one to hit and damage, but... we're going to run with a plus two, because that's the first thing I said, so run with that.
Okay, so now we're ready just for the damage part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plus one to attack.
Nine.
Plus one to bonus to attack roll.
Okay. So no bonus damage. Annoying.
Okay, so nine.
So nine plus whatever your...
No, that's it.
No, that's it. That's nine.
All right. He takes 9 points of damage and is bloodied.
I want to be much. Boink! Poked his non-existent eye out. Yep.
Yes, he now has one eye. It doesn't seem to faze him.
I went like this, but then it came off.
Ironically, the mini actually does have just one eye.
Awesome. Now he has no eyes.
Boink! I've got a question. If she marked him,
mm-hmm.
Is that with your extra?
She doesn't do extra damage on mark.
Marking? Yes. Okay. Again...
Good call, though. Now the zombie gets to go. It's immobilized, but it can still swing. So it'll try to flail away at you.
It's immobilized on a very large pedestal.
let's see. Plus six. Does an AC-20 hit you?
You? Oh, me?
Yes.
What is your AC?
Are we still doing a plus two or not?
Yes.
That is my AC.
So yes, it does hit you.
No.
Okay, well, excellent. He hits you, but very poorly. You take
Stop
four.
It. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you become extremely limp-wristed, and you take 4 points of damage.
Okay. All right.
Seth.
Let's see. I am going to... give that ghoul Pat's phone number. Yeah, I'll magic missile the ghoul.
And attach Pat's phone number to the missile?
Yes.
Shape the missile so it singes Pat's phone number across its chest?
I will miss.
Pat'll like that.
Mm-hmm. I only got a 12 versus reflex.
Against the zombie, that'll do it.
Oh, no. I was going against the ghoul.
Oh, against the ghoul, that will not do it. Iona.
All right.
You got one very pissed off ghoul in front of you.
That's true. I can hit him. Yeah.
Oh, and
it's true. You get a plus two to hit.
You reduce that damage you took by 10. Don't forget.
Oh,
so
that's
you actually
right.
don't take any.
So
damage
I don't take any damage.
Because that's the end of my turn.
That's right. I forgot
you have
about that.
You have the resist damage 10.
Good call.
Shield of protection.
Don't leave home without it.
Yes.
Don't leave home without it.
Ding.
It's only this big. That's kind of lame, I know.
All right. Well.
It's like the cigarette lighter in an action movie. You always get shot there, and you're fine. Mm-hmm. Or the Bible, or something, you know.
Well, you're fine only after dramatically falling on the ground, and they're like, "Oh,
yes."
And then they're like, "Oh, I'm."
Has anybody been hit other than you?
I was barely scratched. Yeah, I took four as well. I'm not worried about it.
I think I'm the only one that got the beat down. All right, well then, I'm going to
go ahead. You are.
That's what you do.
I'm going to go ahead and shift backwards.
Shift.
You have a standard and a minor left.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go ahead and cast Daunting Light on Mr.
Mister over here that isn't bloodied. Yes.
Mr. Spiky Bits.
Mr. Spiky Bits. It's against reflex.
Okay. His reflex is a 20.
Criminy. And that's totally not going to do it.
Crap. And they become unimmobilized this turn, right?
Yes, at the end of my turn.
So.
Alright. Anything else?
That only leaves me with a minor, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Or an action point.
Yeah, minor and an action point, technically, if you have an action point to spend.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, normally it'd be a minor and an action point, but for you it's just a either or.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, can you look up Shadow Walk and tell me if it's plus two or plus one or plus two? It's a concealment.
Crappity, crap.
Actually, just look at concealment.
All of them are against reflex. God damn it. Alrighty. Well, what's his AC?
His AC is 21.
Alrighty then.
damned if you do, and damned if you don't.
I'm just gonna hang out.
Cheeto the mighty. Yeah, it's not immobilized anymore.
I know.
crap.
That's why I'm like, screw you.
The magical bindings were
4, 5.
On the way.
Is he going to attack me?
No.
I just want to come up to him. I'm just going to come up to him. Like, we should all just all stand around him. That'd be, you know.
Just move from one square to the other. Come on.
Bring it!
Yeah, except when you move from one to the square to the other, he can't attack.
No, I don't move. I just stand there. It's like...
Yeah, but see,
I can do this all day long.
We would do that long enough. We'd take out the other two, and then Fangy would come up and put her mark on it, and then that would negate the whole damn thing.
Oh, we just share marks then.
Not just one mark.
No,
or the
just
other.
We just keep switching back and forth.
You could do that though.
Yeah, mark, yes, but mark.
Okay, mark. This is her mark because damage it when it swings.
This is versus Will. All
right,
I'm using eye bite on the ghoul.
All right, it's Will. It's 17.
That's gonna hit.
Okay. On which rule?
This one right in front of me.
Dangerously high tower of markings? Yes, okay.
He's going to take... let's see here. This is psychic damage. I don't know if it matters.
Okay.
12 points of damage. Now I'm invisible to him.
Well, turns out that everyone's invisible to him.
He has no eyes!
Because he is now dead.
He passed beyond the grave.
Well, then I will...
He's passed back through the veil.
well, that was a lark. 5. I'll go over here.
To the next.
And that's a teleport, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I can't see that you've done that. All right.
I turn into creepy mist and creep across the floor. I should do that in villages.
Okay.
You want to get yourself burned at the stake, huh?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Roar!
Oh, that's going to suck. That's why I went so far away from that.
Yes.
Does an AC 15 hit you?
No, okay. It doesn't.
Clutch 3. Yes. All right. Howen. You may now go and destroy my only remaining...
If I can hit the broadside of a barn.
That's kind of the problem I was having.
He'll get a swing at me.
Okay.
You could go around the other way.
That's 16?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and...
we're going to switch dice.
We'll go ahead and mark him.
Oh, look at that! Oh, he's a sad monkey!
He is. He's sad, a sad, baby. Sad monkey.
I gotta go run past him now.
Sad monkey! With a holy strike with a 27.
That'll hit him.
It's radiant damage.
Alright.
12 points of damage.
Okay, he's not bloodied. As the radiant damage sears extra bits off.
You know
off
you
him.
Want to run past him.
Not really.
You can put up your shield.
No, if he does, he'll take damage.
Yeah.
if he takes a swing at you.
Yeah. I was going to say, he hasn't learned the lesson yet.
Yes, that's true.
And Eric just realized what I just said.
I know what you said. I know what you said.
That's my turn.
All right.
They just totally ignore the zombie and just run past him.
Gaz.
Hit me. Hit me.
It's all you, Gaz.
You paint it's a target on your chest and dance in front of it.
Everyone smile. You go.
I'm not touching you, but I could be. Well, I was tempted to stop next to the other guy and shoot a ranged attack right in front of him. Come on, guard.
You little bastard.
Well, there's no place I can go to flank him.
Yeah, I kind of moved into that spot, sorry.
That's okay.
You could go over here and flank him. Well, if you had enough.
No, I don't have enough move.
Yeah, you don't.
You know you want to run past him.
Actually, you do. You've got that basic attack that lets you move before you attack.
Now it's setup strike.
Yeah, it's one of your at wills, right?
No.
Oh yeah, death strike is.
You have an attack that lets you move, like because what you could do.
You move two squares before I attack.
Before the attack.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you do that and be what is it? Well,
1, 2.
You get a free swing at you, but you could do it. It depends on how bad you want the flank.
Well, I figured the flank would pretty much outright kill the ghoul outright at this point if I could do it, but I can't. So.
Zombie.
The zombie, I know it would kill outright. 1, 2, 3, so I'll do the charge in. Right. He's not taking the opportunity.
He's not taking the opportunity.
Cover myself in ketchup.
Actually, no, I did. This is a different ghoul.
Slather yourself in barbecue sauce and run by.
He will take the opportunity.
Aren't they yummy?
25. Does that hit you?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to stop because he immobilizes you. You have to stop where he would have given him, which actually would be right there. So don't
worry. Yeah, he moves here and that
Did you already use your second chance?
Yeah, I already used my second chance. Last time I ran by one.
Takes 7 points of damage.
It takes 6 radiant damage.
Right. And it suffers mightily for that.
So actually, I guess you're right here, then?
No, he's where he is.
Oh, he's right there. It's still funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll become unmobilized.
Yeah, positioning strike.
Was he immobilized?
Yeah, he just can't move now. He can still stab, though, and that's the horrible thing. I can still stab you. Should have dazed me.
Immobilus.
Stabity.
20 versus will.
That'll do it. His will is mighty 17, so yes.
Good. Eleven points of damage,
and he returns to the great beyond from whence he came.
I didn't need the 2 extra d8s. Then apparently
I think he's still immobilized. But,
That's just so much.
I'm assuming the immobilization stays until he saves from it.
Yes, in fact, you are immobilized until you save.
Okay.
3. Nope. I go 3, 4.
Isn't that a teleport move?
Yep. I guess I could have moved. Well, that's where I want to go.
Okay.
Oh, zombie!
Zombie, zombie, zombie!
Fang Yi!
Gonna kill you!
Okay, reaping strike.
I'm gonna pull out my scythe and charge him.
15?
AC 15 will hit the zombie.
Okay.
13 points of damage. Mm-hmm. Okay, he is still up.
Okay, I'll dig a pit behind him.
Just push him off the pedestal.
Yeah, I'll just push him off the pedestal in front of you, and then you can go.
All right.
Okay.
Now the zombie gets to go. Yay. And smacks you.
Okay.
Or tries to smack you.
Yeah.
Does duck and an weave. AC-20 hit you?
Duck and weave. Yeah.
All right, he successfully smacks you for 11 points of damage.
Bloodied again?
No, not yet.
Hurts.
It's coming.
Since hit like a freight train.
You are a meat shield this one.
Well, the healing you guys have thrown at really.
I know.
I was say, if it,
no one else has really gotten hurt except for Seth for 4 points, I think.
Well, he got 4 points.
Okay, you got
hurt. That last one. Now
stung, huh? Still, that's amusing. Anyway.
All right, Seth.
I didn't know this was called Beat Down on Fang Yi.
Well, you are the fighter.
You can remove the ghoul from there because there is no ghouls left.
Yes, I know.
That's right.
I'm leaving it there to remember.
To lament the loss of your ghoul friend.
I got a 13 versus reflex the magic missile, the zombie.
That'll do it, and whatever damage you cause will be enough to destroy him, because he's one hit point. He tumbles off the mighty tower.
Feel the thunder.
Yeah, after all the
from all the way down the hallway, this little mini magic missile comes, and it's like a little
and you hear Seth
start,
and hear Seth go win.
I can see that magic missile kind of doing the graze around his forehead, and he just falls over.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Seth hangs back, hits him with a water balloon, and he dies. Okay.
Sad.
Better than all right. With a shotgun with bead would get fast in it.
Bench here is still on.
Severe.
Does he eventually make it away from his horrible?
Yes, eventually you can move again.
Okay.
We have time for a short rest, five minutes, to regenerate our abilities. Of course, you know, the little statue thing went down those stairs.
Yes. Right. He went to go talk to somebody. He's telling on us, I bet.
Shit, how many more minions can I make right now?
Well, what's keeping you alive, and you, and you, and you? Welcome to the wonderful world of being raw material.
Well, here's a healing surge.
Search the room.
We can use as many healing surges as we need to right now.
Yeah, during a break.
Search the room. I'll take, I'm going to stand watch over here and wait for...
I'll roller skate around the room.
I just used two healing surges.
All right. You find, in your searching the room, the room is littered with debris, but...
With deadness?
With deaditude.
Did I actually kill one of those ghouls? No, I know. I don't think I did.
I killed them all!
In your search behind a half-eaten corpse, you kind of find this little two-foot... You find a roughly 2 foot diameter hole in the wall that looks like it goes through to another room, but it's again, there's no light sources anywhere, so you only have what you have with you. So you can see that it goes.
Light source in the room!
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Cheeto is pretending that he's.
MacGyver.
And what are the rest of you doing?
No, I fire a sunrod down the hallway.
Okay.
Using my crossbow.
It looks like it opens into another room full of more... looks like literally the it opens into... from what you can tell from where you are, it looks like the room has been carved out of rock.
I throw a severed head down there and see if it explodes.
No.
Sad.
It looks like it has been badly carved out of rock, like something dug it out of here. And there is even more, there are more partially eaten corpses strewn amongst what you can see out there.
Since you're the thief, you should go first.
Somebody small should go in there.
He's small. He's discovered the hole. I was healing myself.
I'm not. Okay, I'll go.
You have to retrieve your sunrod anyway.
Yeah, true. I knew I should tie a rope to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes those ideas come after you.
How long do you? All right. What are you doing in the room?
Searching for traps.
Okay. There.
I got a 9.
Does not seem to be trapped.
Is there bodies?
Yes, there are bodies in various stages of decomposition and various stages of being gnawed on. Yes.
There's nothing else here.
Well, there's other trash and things.
I'll just search real quick.
Okay.
You find nothing! Oh.
You find rabies!
Five
left arms, three right arms, a bit of a nibbled ankle.
Whoa!
He comes back with a necklace of ears. That's not right.
We need to have a word, you know.
Head on the
hook. He goes,
hello, how are you?
There's something innately wrong with that.
Cheeto has gone completely batty. Alrighty.
Actually, one of my characters did have a talking skull named Scully. He didn't really talk. The character just thought he talked.
Yeah.
One of them has a note in his pocket.
You're picking the pocket, apparently.
That's what you find.
All right. Then I'll come back out.
With a venereal disease.
I don't want to know how that happened. Right?
Well, there was alcohol, and we started talking. I did most of the talking, and before I knew it, one thing led to another. That's my amazing story.
And I'm sticking to it.
All right, well, I'll come back. There's nothing there.
All right, are we ready to press on?
Yes, please.
Let's press on.
Just leave.
You notice Eric didn't say anything on that one. He just grinned maniacally.
Why would I grin? Someone entered the lair of the ghouls all by themselves, and people let him root around in there for a couple of minutes all by his lonesome. I don't see any reason why I would grin at him. Nothing bad could happen.
Hey, we didn't see any reason to stop Cheeto.
Yeah. It's Cheeto.
We didn't see any reason to stop Cheeto. It's more like, you know, we could tell him that the kettle is hot.
Yes, but he really
But he's going to touch
us.
It anyway.
Yes, he really doesn't believe us until he burns his hand.
He's gnawing on an arm now.
He's always hungry.
You're picking your teeth with a bone.
What? That's all that was left is dead bodies. I'm not a ghoul. Trust me.
I'm not a ghoul.
I'm totally not a ghoul, but I found some of this great meat.
Whoa!
And if it were fried, it'd be even better.
Alrighty.
Right.
But he left that cauldron upstairs.
Unless something comes up the stairs, we go down the stairs.
Yeah, you go down the stairs, you open the big double doors.
Yeah.
Now we're back into high production values. Because
we actually have a map again?
We actually have a map again.
Woo!
You can tell you're getting near the end.
Yeah!
There's a full color map?
Full on map now.
Wow!
Awesome.
Oh, Diego. Cena just parked.
Cena, you're fine!
I want to bark.
I'm not fine. You're not fine.
No!
We're all dying.
I'm not there to protect you.
Okay, well, let's get these tiles up then.
We can cover our floor in those. Help.
That would be
okay.
Yes, so that it'll make these
anymore.
Probably
going to take a little bit of a... For ease
so
of use...
Find them on eBay.
We're going to move it like this. However... You actually came down the stairs. This is where you're going to end up.
Okay.
So this is where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So pretend that it's... If we flipped it that
way.
Yeah.
Do something with those. Okay, so we came down the stairs.
We just walked through time distortion field, that's all.
Yes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn camera.
No, you look like a goddamn Escher.
The
name, Escher.
Escher.
stupid camera angles on this damn Tomb Raider game.
Right.
Hate that game. I hated the controls. They're always stupid.
And they're standing there going, yeah, Sultanini. No, these are degenerate cultists of Orcus.
I see. His mace is limp.
He's got a limp one, so, you know.
That's his problem.
And yet you keep inviting us back to game.
Yeah, really, Eric, you gotta ask yourself.
Why?
Why? Oh, look. Our friend.
Horned guy?
Yeah.
Is anybody hearing, like, the Star Trek fighting thing?
Dun 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 dun.
No, actually, I wasn't.
You are now. Yes, as you descend down the stairs, this odd fighting theme in the background, this odd theme music starts.
I waste the boombox.
You find out that, you find out that...
Switch it over, it's I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Sorry,
I left my CD in there, so mixtape, you know, sorry about that.
Hemorrhoid cream. Whoa! One minute, just a second. Okay, got it now.
Jeremy, once upon a time in Chris's campaign, I had an earring that produced sound effects to whatever I was doing. I thought it was really cool, but of course I couldn't sneak for nothing because he always heard.
Had the ring of background music. I know my character eventually destroyed it.
Yeah, it was somebody that had a ring of background music. That was funny.
Alrighty. So we come down the stairs here.
You come down the stairs. These crimson streams trail across the floor and terminate at a grate surrounding a hole in the floor of the shadowy cathedral. Blue-green light emanates from crystal columns. A dais along the eastern wall appears to supply the human blood. Well, blood, not necessarily human. A human in dark robes stands there, knife raised high, singing the praises of the demon lord Orcus. A tattoo of a ran skull covers his face.
Orcus is a poofter.
And with that, we'll have to roll initiative.
What's with you and making everybody pissed off? We're going to talk
about it. What, Orcus is a poofter? Come on, haven't you read the books? You can see the pictures on the internet?
Why? What do we look like? Is he a big fuzzy bear?
Actually, we can find you a picture of Orcus.
He's that big fuzzy bear from
Bear in the Big Blue House?
No. Can you see that?
No. No, can you see that? Still can't. Yes,
that's
can
Orcus.
See that.
Yes, that is Orcus.
Oh. He doesn't look like a...
He's a poofter.
He doesn't really look like a poofter, but okay.
No, I was going to say he doesn't look like a whale.
Looks can be deceiving.
I should say dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Poofter! Says the paladin as the rest of us back away.
I am protected by the mighty dragons. Thank you.
I'm protected by Paylor.
Dragon's like, have you seen him? You know?
What is it I call Bahamut?
The Platinum Dragon.
The Platinum Dragon. Thank you.
It's been so long.
It's been too long.
Okay.
Ah!
All right.
We just call him
roll
the big
down
lizard.
There and yell.
Orcus is a poofter.
Orcus is a poofter.
What a way to start a battle.
Can I waste him with my crossbow?
And we are in combat. Everyone roll initiative.
Yeah, I got a 9. I was amazed that he said something that I would have said, but a lot quicker than me. I write it down in the book.
you're writing in a book now?
Yes.
Yes, because...
The Amazing Journeys of Cheeto.
The Amazing Journeys of Cheeto. Okay. Fang Yi.
16.
He has some henchmen who come along and carry stuff.
What'd you get?
11.
We have another action point or no?
No.
It's only after 2, right?
One, okay. 2. Seth. I'm sorry, Iona first.
Oh, 14.
Seth?
27.
Wow.
I rolled a 20.
Seth is the one. Cheeto!
I got a 9. Meanwhile, my henchmen were building me a tent.
Colin. I seem to really like going on a 4, so that's what
I'm doing.
You spent all that time thinking up the poofer line.
Yeah. I've been waiting, like, you know, months to say it, really.
You're just shocked that it worked. You're just standing there laughing and amused by what you said.
Oh, right.
Orcus, yeah, Orcus. Orcus is a poofer.
So is the cleric, like, sacrificing anyone, or is he just, like...
The cleric is, in fact, sacrificing someone, yes.
Is anyone we know?
The cleric is about to bury the dagger in the chest of the individual currently tied to the altar. Jeez. Apparently, he needs a fresh supply of...
D&D movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything up.